The International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, for Sunday, March 3, 2019, is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 7 through 14. Hear now the word of the Lord from the English Standard Version, Luke chapter 14, verses 7 through 14. Now Jesus told a parable to those who were invited, when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person,' and then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." He said also to the man who had invited him, "When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return, and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just." May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. Luke 14, 7. Now Jesus told a parable to those who were invited, when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, because God is concerned about our daily lives, Jesus expressed his concern about the ordinary and practical aspects of daily living, as well as the deeper and more profound truths about God. Learning how to live faithful to God in our ordinary daily relationships with others, in the small things, or what appear to be the small things to us or others, will prepare us to know what to do in more crucial situations and in larger settings. If we prove responsible in small matters, God and others can trust us to do what is necessary in larger matters. Luke 14, 8. When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. Jesus taught that someday in the future, he would host the marriage supper of the Lamb. It would never be proper for anyone to push or rush ahead of others to seek the best seats above others in the kingdom of God or at the marriage supper of the Lamb. If we follow the golden rule, we might try to help others without concern for ourselves and without hoping Jesus will give us better seats as a reward for our service. The best place and time to begin practicing living this way is here and now. Luke 14, 9. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, "Give your place to this person," and then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. Jesus warned against our developing an arrogance or pride that makes us think that we are better than others and deserve better than others. If we seek out the place of honor and take that place in order to be admired by others, we risk the host coming to us and telling us to move to a lower place. This is good, practical advice. If we grasp after the highest place, our grasping may reveal something about our spiritual condition. Remember, Jesus came to serve and not to be served. This can become our attitude too. In Matthew 20, 27 through 28, Jesus declared, "Whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Even though we are children of God and Jesus is our big brother, we need to adopt Jesus' attitude. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 6, Paul wrote, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped." Luke 14:10. "But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you." Many events and dinners have head tables, and the most honored guests have places reserved for them at these head tables. Today, most people would not knowingly sit at a head table without being invited. It is better for a believer in Jesus Christ to serve Christ and others without thought of reward, but always humbly taking the lowest place of service above self. Perhaps Christ will reward you before others, perhaps not. But if you are serving others because you love Jesus Christ and your neighbor as yourself, then the honor of serving Jesus is the greatest reward in and of itself. Luke 14:11. "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Jesus summarized the main point of his parable. His followers must not exalt themselves before God and others. They were not to seek a place at his left hand or his right hand, places reserved for others. Humble hearts and humble service of others should be the spiritual goal of all Jesus followers. Jesus provided an example of this selfless service, and his Father exalted him to his right hand. Luke 14:12. "He also said to the man who had invited him, 'When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends, or your brothers, or your relatives, or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return, and you be repaid.'" Jesus' principle in this verse relates to those who only do good in order to derive some selfish personal benefit or reward from those who have the resources to do something good for them in return someday. Jesus does not mean that we should only invite poor people to our dinner parties. Rather, our goal should not always focus on what's in it for me, now or in the future. Luke 14:13. "But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind." A true follower of Jesus Christ will do good things for others, whether or not others can do good things for them in return. The economically deprived and the mentally and physically challenged need many things for their real needs to be met. And Jesus' disciples need open hearts and hands to help others without thought of getting anything in return, other than the true joy that comes from giving. Luke 14:14. "And you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just." Jesus did reassure his followers that they would be rewarded. God would repay them after God raised them from the dead. Believers who give can rest happy and satisfied that God notices and God does keep a record of the good things they do for others. But believers do not usually do good in order to receive heavenly rewards. Believers usually have higher objectives than selfish personal gain when they do good things for others. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Why does Jesus say you should take the lowest seat at a feast? 2. What kind of person does Jesus say will be humbled? 3. How happy do you think a person is who only does things for those who will repay or reward him? How happy do you think a person is who only serves God because he wants God to reward him? 4. Who does Jesus say you should invite to your feast? Why do you think he said this? Five. When do those who follow Jesus receive their rewards for serving those who cannot repay them? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The just will receive eternal rewards. Luke 14:14. And you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just. When Jesus taught about humility and giving, he indicated that some give to receive praise and exalt themselves in the eyes of others. In Matthew 6:2, Jesus preached, "Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. They sought praise, they received praise. They received their reward, that is the end of the matter. Some give great amounts to help the greatest number of people. They use their wealth with compassion to benefit others. We cannot see into anyone's heart and know their motivation, but God does know our motivations and reasons for giving. Some give to bless others, such as the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Jesus said that the needy cannot repay us financially or grant us greater status in the world. However, givers do receive God's blessing and the joy of giving. Jesus also promised that givers would be repaid at the resurrection of the just. The just live in a right relationship with Jesus, and when Jesus raises them from the dead, Jesus will repay them in ways beyond our understanding. However, the just do not give because they want rewards in heaven. They give because they love God and their neighbors, and they want to help the needy. Still, Jesus has promised them that they will be repaid at the resurrection of the just, when they will rule and reign with Christ and use his wealth with compassion and wisdom." Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2019 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.